visitors to Assateague Island have seen the beautiful ponies that roam free. Even those who have not had the benefit of visiting these creatures in person have likely read Marguerite Henry's book, Misty of Chincoteague. But the differently named ponies, Assateague and Chincoteague, present some confusion. Are they the same ponies? Different ponies? Do they live on the same island? Assateague Island is split between the states of Maryland and Virginia. Wild ponies have roamed the island since the 1600s. The combined total of nearly 300 ponies is divided between the two states due to a large fence along the Maryland and Virginia line. The distinction between the Maryland herds, the Assateague ponies, and the Virginia herds, the Chincoteague ponies, is due to how the ponies are managed. The ponies on the Maryland side roam free and are managed by the National Park Service. The ponies that reside in Virginia are owned and managed by the Chincoteague Volunteer Fire Department and are kept away from visitors by a fence. Both Assateague and Chincoteague ponies are stocky, with short legs, thick manes, and large, round bellies. They range in color from bays to black to paints and everywhere in between. As with all horses, ponies are measured by hands, as in how many human hands high the ponies stand. To be classified as a pony, a breed of horse must stand no taller than 14 hands high. The majority of Chincoteague and Assateague ponies stand 12 to 13 hands high, putting them solidly in pony territory. Historians continue to debate how the non-native ponies arrived on the island. Some believe they arrived when a Spanish galleon sank offshore, and the frightened horses then swam to the shores of Assateague. Others believe that the horses arrived when early colonial settlers brought them to the islands to escape livestock taxes and fencing laws imposed by the British Crown. Regardless of their means of arrival, the ponies have been a fixture of Assateague Island for centuries. It's worth noting, however, that the island is not the ponies' natural habitat. Over time, the ponies have adapted to life on the island. Their diet consists of bayberry, greenbrier, beach grass, seaweed, and even poison ivy. They've also developed the ability to eat the cord grass that is prevalent along the island's shores. They eat almost all day, just to get enough nutrition from this diet to sustain themselves. The salt content of the cord grass is very high. To compensate for all the salt in the cord grass, they drink twice as much water as a normal horse. This is why their bellies appear so bloated. When removed from the island, they often grow significantly taller and lose the belly bloat. Because these ponies are the largest animals on Assateague Island, they have no natural predators. Both Assateague and Chincoteague herds are carefully managed to prevent overpopulation of ponies on the island. Maryland's Assateague ponies are controlled by the National Park Service through birth control, both to limit herd size and prevent inbreeding. The Chincoteague Volunteer Fire Company maintains its Virginia herd at about 150 adult ponies. The fire company controls the herd by auctioning off most of the foals at its annual pony auction in July. Each year, just a few select foals are designated by the department as buybacks. A buyback pony is auctioned with the stipulation that it will be donated back to the fire company and returned to the island to replenish the herd. The winner of a buyback pony gets a certificate from the fire company and gets to name the pony before its return to Assateague Island to live out its life there. As a result of these breeding practices, the Maryland herds are often considered more wild than their south-dwelling cousins. Still, all the ponies are deemed feral and should be treated as wild animals and thus have viewing guidelines in place to protect both ponies and visitors. You can learn more about our incredible native animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.